Let's continue to talk to God to increase our faith. We just had a faith that's moved mountains. We want to stand on the promises of God. We've been sitting on the promises for so long a time. It is about time you stood on the promises. Because the promiser has capacity. He can fulfill everything he has said. Almighty God, we bless your name. What a faithful God you are. Thank you for these sweet days and moments and hours of prayers. Ye that answers prayer, unto you have we petitioned this weekend. And Lord, we have come to seal this up with the precious seed of the word. We want to stand on the promises that never fail. No matter the howling storms, no matter the stormy seas, they are so true and they will continue to be so. But I pray that you will shake away, you will sweep away, you will burn away every element of unbelief and doubt that have been gnawing the fiber of our Christian life and faith. And that has been robbing us of our heritage. Lord, speak and help us to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank God for the help he's giving us this weekend. It's been a wonderful moment of praying, of interceding, of supplicating, of petitioning heaven for faith. And we come to this moment, and the same theme we have for the prayer is what we have for our message today: faith for divine performance. I pray the Lord will bless you and he will take care of every situation you have in Jesus' name. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke. We'll read the verse numbered 28, Luke chapter 1 from verse 28. And the angel came in unto her, and the Lord will visit you, and said, Hail, that word means rejoice, cheer up, be happy. After all the prayers you have offered this weekend, the Lord says, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. The presence of God, the divine presence is with you. And because of that, blessed art thou among women. And when he saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of greeting, of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. And you can put your name there. The Lord is speaking to that troubled situation, that thing that is unsettling you, and say, Fear not. And the reason is that thou art highly favored. You have found favor with God. This weekend, all the prayers you have sent above, fear not. For thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Maybe your case is a case of childbirth. The Lord says, Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Maybe you've been looking for ideas, a conception of a project of something. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb. You will birth that thing. It will come forth and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be? This is mind-blowing. This is peerless. There is no comparison in history. I don't have anything to relate to. How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Maybe you have questions. The Lord has dropped that thing in your heart and your mind, and you are asking in Finland, how shall this be, seeing I'm an immigrant? And the angel answered and said unto her, Mary, it's not about you. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then the angel is giving him a track record, that if you don't know the status of the one telling you this, let me give you a record. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth also, she has also conceived a son in her old age. She had a very serious, maybe worst case, call it hopeless case. She has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. The Lord will change your name and will change your status. And the reason is this. If you still don't know the one behind it, this God we are talking about, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now look at the word impossible. That word is actually screaming impossible, impossible, impossible. Just put an apostrophe after the I, and then put a space after the M. Then that impossible is rather shouting impossible. And you will change that language of impossibility to say, I am possible. And then after all that has been settled, the faith of Mary, the doubts have been doused. The faith of Mary began to climb. And she said in verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The word of God has power, has potency. It is not according to my own feeling, but because you have said it, be it unto me according to thy word. That is why you want to pay attention to the word. We are going to read the word because that is where our faith comes from. And the angel departed from her. Verse 45. And blessed is she, blessed is he that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. This is Elizabeth speaking. You are here. Maybe you see that brother still doubting what God told him. You see that sister still buckling what God told him. You want to play the role of Elizabeth and say, blessed is she that believed. Because I have my own testimony of old age conception, how the impossible became possible, there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, faith precedes divine performance. In other words, you cannot have divine performance without faith. That is why in our this very verse 45, it says, blessed is he that believes. The belief comes before the performance. However anointed that man of God is, however powerful God is, if faith, if believing doesn't come first, performance cannot happen. There shall be a performance if you believe. You know, look at the many people who came to Christ for miracles. There is one common thing you will see. Often, many a time, the first thing Christ will demand is faith. Let's pick a few examples. Look at Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 13, Matthew 8:13, it says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed. The believing is coming before, so be it done unto thee. Faith precedes divine performance. Now look at chapter 9, verse 28. It says, and when he was coming to the house, the blind man came unto him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? The belief is coming before the do, the performance. And they said unto him, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And let that scream, let that shout that out to the devil who is disturbing you with, it is not possible. Have you heard about this case before? Have you ever seen this one turn around? Yea, Lord, we believe so. In Mark chapter 9, Mark chapter 9, that man who came with his son with the epilepsy, the Lord told him in verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, faith before, faith first, if thou canst believe, then divine performance will follow. All things are possible to him that believeth. And the father, and surely the father of the child cried out with tears, Lord, I know that faith precedes divine performance, but there is something that is fighting my faith. I believe, help thou my unbelief. There is a voice whispering to me that I will take care of you, I will handle this situation, but there is another evil voice speaking to me that this is not possible. You will silence that voice in Jesus' name. In John 11, the primacy of faith. John 11, verse 39 and 40. Jesus said, this is the Lazarus, I mean, death, and Jesus has gone to the graveside with Mary and Martha. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And you know your own stone today. Martha, the sister of him that was there, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. This is a hopeless situation, for he has been dead for 4 days. And then the master comes and said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, faith first, thou shouldest see the glory of God? My brother, that's the question to you. And I'm not the one speaking to you, it's Christ speaking to you. Didn't I tell you? Am I not saying to you that if you will believe, however dire, however difficult, however impossible, however challenging that situation may be, said I not unto you that if thou wouldest be, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Well, we know the rest of the account. That stinking dead corpse came back to life. And anything that is dead in your life today, it is coming back to life in Jesus' name. There is more to faith than positive thinking. We are not talking about being optimistic. We are not talking about being upbeat. No, that belongs to the world. This is not motivation talk. Our faith must have basis. It must have foundation. It must have support. Otherwise, it is hollow. It's just motivation. It's just psychology. You need to be determined that whatever barriers, by that man, I believe, help my own belief, you will deal with it so that all the blessings that the Lord has for us, the blessings from divine performance, will be your own in Jesus' name. Spurgeon is telling us, if we cannot believe God, matter, when circumstances seem to be against us, we do not believe him at all. Maybe there are some things that seem to be against you right now. You don't know where to turn to. But thank God you turned to God today. He will settle you. He will make all things well for you in Jesus' name. And we're looking at the basis of faith for divine performance. And the basis here, ordinarily this should be IS, but it is ES because we are not talking about one, it's plural. The basis of faith for divine performance. We are saying that we are not talking about positive thinking here, optimism here, being upbeat about life, looking on the brighter side of life. Yeah, those are all good, but we're talking about faith. And that is different. How do we get into this? What sets this kind of faith apart from what the world is talking about? I want to know you are there. Read for us Romans 10, verse 17. And that should help us with Romans 15, verse 4. Romans 10, 17.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
God bless you, my brother. Faith is coming to you by hearing. And that hearing is not just hearing any kind of talk. It is through the word of God. That's why you want to be very serious with the scriptures now. Yeah, it's been tiring, but keep awake and hear the scriptures, the word, because that is what feeds your faith. That is what feeds your faith. That is what gives grounding to your faith. That is what gives support and foundation to your faith. The basis of this faith we are talking about, number one, it only comes to those who have come into the family of Christ. You are born again, you have a basis. Claim a basis. You've laid a foundation for faith. We are talking about that which is the anchor of the soul. Anchor of the soul. You see this big ship standing there in your shores. You know, it's quite heavy, but it is anchored to the harbor. And there are strings that hook the ship to the anchors you see there. Your faith is like that string. The believing is like that string. And when it is anchored to Christ, the unshakable Christ, the unshakable God, the creator of the ends of the world, you will not be shaken. You will keep floating in the stormy seas of life. Maybe your challenge may be, you may see it as big as this, but if you are able to anchor your faith to Christ, you will have divine performance. So this faith we are talking about, it is that which has been anchored to Christ. In Hebrews chapter 6, in verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability, unchanging nature of his counsel, confirm it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. And if we add verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, that hope that God can handle any situation. It's an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. That faith we are talking about is that which believes in the supernatural power of God. That is the ground, that is the support, that is the foundation. Look at Jeremiah chapter 32, in verse 17, Jeremiah exclaimed, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." There is nothing too hard for thee. You believe in the supernatural power of God, that power is peerless. It cannot be equaled by any other power, because that power brought the whole universe into being and into existence. In verse 27, Jeremiah spoke, and the Lord speaks. And they are all talking about the same thing. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The Lord says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" That's the question. And you want to tap, you want to anchor this faith of yours on the supernatural power of God. That gives you the grounding, that gives the support, that gives the foundation to your faith. We've seen the examples of divine performance. We read Hebrews 11 a while ago, and we see the many, many examples by faith, through faith, by faith, through faith. That should give fuel to your faith. That should be the foundation and the basis of your faith, that if God could do all this with all these people, he can handle my case as well. And Romans 15:4 tells us that all these things that were written, they were written for example. Now look at this. Look at the track record of God. He's done this before, he will do it again. This is the faith that is anchored on the scriptures. That the promises in the scriptures are sacred, they are sacrosanct. And because of that, they don't fail. They are very, very sure. 1 Kings 8. Standing on the promises. 1 Kings 8. In verse 56, we are told, blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel. Maybe your life has been so restless, the Lord gives you rest today. According to all that he promised, according to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. There has not failed one word of all his good promise. You want to anchor your faith then to this one, that he doesn't have a track record of failing people. He's the promise-keeping God. Numbers 23:19 tells us, God is not a man to lie. God is not a man. And if that's all you can hear from the service today, you are fine. God is not a man. That alone should be enough. Because men make promises and they fail. Look at Psalm 89. I want a sister to help us with this. Psalm 18, 34 to 37. 89, 34 to 37.
Psalm 89, verse 34 to 37. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. 37, it shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven.
God bless you, my sister. My covenant will I not break. I don't change what is gone out of my lips. I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man to lie. I have put my holiness on the line that I'm not going to lie unto David. His seed will endure. I will give him that one. His throne will be established. That's a divine performance, and the promiser has the capacity to do it. Be it unto me according to your word. Mary's faith was not hollow. It had an anchor to the word, to the promises. True faith rests upon the character of God. And we just read about his character. That he doesn't change what is gone out of his mouth. And that true faith, according to Tozer, has no further proof. You want to, you know, if the government open tenders for something, you want to go and bid for it, you must prove that you have the capacity to take that contract. And God has shown us his track record. And we don't need any further proof than the moral perfections of the one who cannot lie. Brothers and sisters, it is enough that God has said it. And the choir tells us, God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. Let's look at the barriers. Oh, you recall that epileptic boy's father a while ago? Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. There is this force that is battling with my faith. God, help me. And we have prayed and we need to pray. Because we contend with forces, with powers. And it's a daily battle. It's a daily battle. The battle of faith and fear. The battle of belief and unbelief. It's a daily battle. Hour by hour, moment by moment. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 tells us that we, children of God, walk by faith and not by sight. And so, if you are living your life, sorry, according to what you see, I only believe what I see with my eyes. The world says, seeing is believing, seeing is believing, but the kingdom says, believing is seeing. We walk by faith and not by sight. Education will tell us. It should be experimental. It should be empirical. We don't deal with abstract, normative, you know. It's faith-based. Identify and deal with the barriers to your faith today. Bad news can be a barrier. And it can come from any quarter. Hey, you know, news about economic forecasts. News about this new government, these parties are coming into power. Oh, these are anti this are the, oh Lord. It can be a barrier to your faith. Let's read Mark chapter 5. Mark 5, from verse 22 to 24. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought, begged him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, I beg thee, come. And lay thy hands on her. I need divine performance that she may be healed and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. Jesus will go with you. Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. Now, between this and verse 35, we are going. The woman with the issue of blood came and interrupted that journey. And then in verse 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, thy daughter is dead. Bad news. Why troublest thou the master any further? Thy daughter, it's gotten to the point of no return. This case is now hopeless now. Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? This should be the time that the man will run home. The man will begin to cry. And he wouldn't listen to anything. Thy daughter is there, why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Remember, faith, believing precedes divine performance. And we've seen the many, many examples where he's always asking for belief, for faith. It's a hopeless situation, my brother. Yes, 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 it looks so. But the Lord is speaking, your master, the master of the universe, says, be not afraid, only believe. That is your part. Leave the rest in my hands. Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him. Look at the people in your circles when situations are going bad. The people you surround yourself with. And save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. You think we can't detect a dead body? And they laughed him to scorn. Sometimes when you speak those words of faith, some of those people, the scorners, will laugh you to scorn. They say, oh, bro, this is your Bible and this is your faith. Be it unto you according to your faith. And you know they are mocking. They laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, and today begin to put all those people out of your life, put them where they belong, because they are detractors to your faith. He put them out. They were barriers to divine performance. He put them out. He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, the girl by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, they are saying you are dead, but I, the master, I, the creator, I say unto you, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. For she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. The Lord will surprise you. The Lord will surprise you. The Lord will surprise you. The Lord will turn every situation around. Did you see the barriers? Did you see the barriers that came to Jairus? But he dealt with them and received his divine performance. Apathy and unnecessary arguments. Well, God has given the promises. Well, he's the Lord. As Eli would say, let him do whatever seemeth right unto him. Apathy. Well, someday, if he decides to do it, apathy. And when we begin to subject faith matters to logic, to reason, to common sense, and then we say this is fallacy of oversimplification, this is fallacy of hasty generalization, and you bring all the thing, all those things to matters of faith, it's a barrier. Deal with that. You are always questioning, I don't doubt it, but look, this is the reality. Second Kings. We will read the scriptures. If you are tired, get some water, get some coffee, because this is where our faith rests. 2 Kings 7, verse 1 and 2. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a Lord. Now look at what Elisha said in verse 1. Elisha came with, thus says the Lord. Check the spelling of that Lord. It's in our case if you have a good Bible. It's the master speaking. And after the master has spoken, a certain Lord, check the spelling of that Lord. Even the first one is with a small lower case. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned is an advisor to the king. Education, experience. Answered the man of God and said, behold, if that Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Logic, education, reason. What happened? Verse 16. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod upon him in the gate. And he died, as the man of God has said, who spake when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And that Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord shall make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. And he died. What the Lord said happened, there was divine performance, but that advisor, that so-called Lord, the word of the Lord stood, not a Lord. I pray you will appreciate this. The report we receive from doctors can become barriers to our faith. Impatience can be a barrier, and it has been a barrier. And the Lord tells us in that Hebrews 10, he says that, cast not away therefore your confidence. That is faith, because he has a great recompense of reward. And it is after you have done that will of God, you will receive that promise. Patiently, done the will of God, you will receive that promise. We know what impatience did to Saul's kingdom and other cases in the scriptures. Sometimes our relatives, when Joshua said, will you still hold on to your integrity? You curse God and die. The woman was becoming a barrier to Job's faith. When Abraham had gone to pray in chapter 15 of Genesis, and the Lord had assured him, this Eliezer will not be your heir, and he comes home and Sarah says, go for Hagar. That was a barrier. It was legal, but it was faithless. Signs. And today you go out there and you say, I believe in science. Yeah, science is good. We are here because of science and technology. But it isn't everything. Read 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21 for me, if you've seen it. 1 Timothy 6, 2021.
1 Timothy 6, verse 20 and 21. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. 21, which some professing have erred concerning their faith. Grace be with thee. Amen.
God bless you. Some believers, yeah, I believe in science, I believe in this, the vain babblings, blah, 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 empty talk. They hinder our faith. We don't deny science, but science is not everything. It has its place, and we accord its place, but we don't give it, we don't allow it to take the place of faith in our lives. Now let's look at Mark chapter 6, from verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? They acknowledged he was routing and performing mighty works. They were astonished at his word. But instead of allowing that to build their faith, they rather allowed that to become a barrier to their faith. And then they began to say in verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him of his status. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but is in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about, round about the village. He couldn't do mighty things there because of their unbelief. Faith precedes divine performance. Christ is King and Lord of all, but without faith, he can't do anything. You will graduate. Tozer is telling us that the faith of Christ offers no buttons to push for quick service. You know, we live in a smart world, everything smart, 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 smart. We press buttons to get things, you know, everything at our beck and call. But the faith of Christ offers no buttons to push for quick service. The new order must wait the Lord's own time. And that is too much for the man in a hurry. You know, some of us came from, you know, countries where queues don't work. It is your status that work. You may have the queue as number one, but a certain man would come and he's this person, and then he goes and jumps that queue and would bring that to things of faith. The new order must wait the Lord's own time, and that is too much for the man in a hurry. He just gives up, she just gives up and becomes interested in something else. If you will not take care of this, I will help myself. That's a barrier. That's impatience. That's unbelief. We will wait, and the Lord will make a way for us in Jesus. We wrap up with the blessings from divine performance. Be it unto me according to your word. Blessed is he that believes. There shall be a performance. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Faith precedes divine performance. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is a rewarder of those who are diligently seeking Him. The Lord wants us to deal with the barriers so we receive the blessings. And the blessings that we are talking about, we shouldn't limit them to, you know, bread and butter, brick and mortar issues. There are higher things to live for, brothers and sisters. And 1 Corinthians 15, 9 tells us that, 19, that if it is in this life only that we have hope in Christ, that God will give me a job, God will give me marriage, God will give me a child, God will give me this, God will give, if it is only this thing we are living for, we are of all men most miserable. And so we need to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these other things. God knows we need them, and He will grant them to us. What kind of blessings are we going to receive? The Lord will give us beauty for ashes. Any ash-like situation you may have had in the past, the Lord will turn that around. The Lord will satisfy you with long life. Don't mind the doctor's report. Acknowledge it, but you will treat it like Hezekiah did. You will go to the temple and you will spread it before God and say, Lord, look at the doctor's report. Look at what they are saying. I know thou can do all things. That is faith speaking. You acknowledge the fact, but your attitude will be more important than the fact. In Psalm 91, verse 14, the Lord says, because He has set His love upon me, do you love God? Do you love God? If you love God, you will follow Him wherever you go. You will love His word. You will love the people of God. You will love the fellowship of God. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. I will set him on high. I will give him beauty for ashes. I will set him on high. Because He has known my name, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will answer him. We prayed and believed that the Lord, this is the word of God, He shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I won't stop him from going into trouble. Trouble will come. But I will be with him in trouble, but I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord has blessings, economic, all-round blessings, all-round prosperity for His people. In Psalm 128, the Lord tells us, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with you. You will eat the labor of your hands. You will be happy. Happy shall thou be. And if you haven't come to this point, this is a prayer point. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife also shall be fruitful as a fruitful vine by the side of thy house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. The man is blessed. The wife is blessed. The children is 360 total blessing. Behold, thus shall a man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children and peace upon Israel. We are talking about the blessing of salvation. Is salvation also a blessing? Yes. And if you don't have, if you haven't received this blessing first, today, this should be your first prayer. Because in that Psalm 32, the word of God says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. If you have salvation, you are blessed. If you don't have it, seek this first before any other thing. Otherwise, all those things are wants. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, in whose spirit there's no guile. When you know that the anger and the wrath of God is not hanging on your head, you are blessed. There is sanctification. It's a blessing to be sought after, like any other thing, like gold and silver. If you don't have it, you need to pray that blessing in your life, that Lord, perform this in my life. I need this divine performance. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 to 24. You've seen it. Please go ahead and read that for us. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24.
Verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
God bless you. Faithful is he who calleth, who also will do it, will perform it. So sanctify, you need the divine performance for sanctification. And if you have never gotten, I'm born again. It's okay. It's not okay. Because you need it for heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's not an optional extra. It's a necessity. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Peter 3 from verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, by the conduct, by the lifestyle of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation, your chaste lifestyle, coupled with fear, with reverence of God, whose adorning, whose dressing, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be that hidden man of the heart, that inner man, that inner being, that hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. If the Lord visits your wardrobe, will he find this ornament of a meek and quiet spirit? You may have Versace, you may have, which are the other ones, all these, Calvin Klein, all designer, which in the sight of God is of a great price. If this is missing from your wardrobe as a woman, and this is not only to a woman, it's also to us as men, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Today you are going to pray for divine performance. Lord, I need this blessing. It is fundamental. It is crucial. For after this manner in the old time, the holy woman also. Oh, you don't want to be a holy woman? You can't go to a holy heaven if you don't want to be a holy woman? Who trusted in God and adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham. Abraham's blessings are mine. Yes, Abraham's responsibility will be ours. Sarah's blessings are mine, Sarah's responsibility, Sarah's behavior will be mine also. Calling him Lord, whose daughter she are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. The Lord also blesses us with integrity. Integrity. I want one of our children to read Proverbs 22, verse 1 for us. Proverbs 22, verse 1.
Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than greater rich, and loving favor rather than silver and gold.
God bless you, Tishé. A good name is rather to be chosen. It's good to have riches, but at what expense? A good name. And if you are blessed with that good name, like Job, you are blessed. It's something you need to pray into your life. The Lord has also promised us a new name. We know Jacob, and after he's wrestling with the angels, he got his name changed. We know how Jabez got his name changed. There was a divine performance. The Lord has promised us a godly home and marriage. It's a blessing. And you need to pray for divine performance and deal with any barriers that will stop you from getting there. You need to pray for the baptism of the Spirit. If you don't have that yet, it's a blessing from God, and you need that. In Isaiah 44, verse 3, the Lord says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty." Now you are thirsty for this, you want to grab this, you want to enter this door, you want to possess this, but are you thirsty for the Spirit of God? "I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring." I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed. Children, you are here. You are our seed by God's grace. You need to pray the Spirit power into your life as a child, as a youth. "And my blessing will then come upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses." Maybe you are, "Oh God, let me spring up. Oh God, let me shoot up, bless me with it." But you see, the Holy Spirit baptism is coming before these other ones. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added." Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Faith for divine performance. Faith for divine performance. Just go before the Lord. What is the basis for your faith? What is the support and the foundation and the grounds for that faith? Remember, faith always precedes divine performance. Have you identified the barriers to your faith? Deal with them so that you will receive the blessings. Pastor, please.
Let's continue to pray, brethren. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. We've been told today about the blessings of divine performance. If you believe these things, they will come to pass in your life. Pray the Lord will give you this faith. Faith for divine performance. Not the performance of our, that comes through our own strength, our own calculation or logic, or something that is supernatural, a divine help from the Almighty God. Lord, give me this faith. Give me this faith. It must have a basis. And the main and the most important basis that it must have is salvation, that you are born again. You are saved. You are redeemed. Your sins are forgiven. Examine your hearts. Let's examine ourselves. Look within. Look at yourself. Are you born again? Yes, it's good. You pray for healing or deliverance or job or any other kind of prayers. Those are good. But do you have the basis? On what basis are you connecting to God and are you requesting these things from the Lord? If you are not yet born again, pray that, Lord, I want to be born again today. I am giving my heart to you today. I am surrendering my life to you today. Take the totality of my life. Take over the totality of my life. Or maybe you say that you are born again, but you control the major part of your life and give the little, the rest to God. Pray and say, Lord, I hand over my life to you. Confess any sin that could hinder us from experiencing divine performance. Don't let anything hinder you, brother. Don't let anything hinder you, sister. This word has come from God. And as this word has come, it will come to pass. It will bring out divine performance. Brethren, don't let anything hinder you. What is that sin that is always overcoming you? What is that sin that you still committed yesterday? What is that sin that even this morning you still did it? Why not yank that thing out and make sure that the blessings of divine performance belongs to you? Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Any sin, any unrighteousness, anything that God is unhappy with, tell God, don't let that thing hinder you from receiving the divine performance that the Lord has promised us. As a church, the Lord wants to pour his blessing upon us. As a family, the Lord wants to bless your family. He wants to bless your husband. He wants to bless your wife. He wants to bring us something special from those children. Don't be dangerous. Any sin, confess it. Tell Jesus to forgive you. Tell Jesus to come to your heart. Tell Jesus to point those sins away. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. That must be the basis of divine performance. Pray and tell the Lord. And as you're telling God and you are asking him to purge and to cleanse and to wash you, we are also anchoring our faith on Christ, on Jesus. Maybe you have anchored your faith on your energy, on your time, on your wisdom, on how much you can put into work and get more money. And this has been failing. Rather, you've gone from debt to debt. You want to anchor your faith on Christ today and say, Lord, I'm depending on you. I'm depending on you. Those things I have depended on in the past that I gave all my time to. And after giving all my time, I couldn't come to church. I couldn't attend fellowship. I couldn't fellowship with the children of God. But I have been entering, from trouble to trouble. Today, I am handing over my heart, my life, and I'm anchoring my faith on you. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. That from henceforth, we are depending on God. I am depending on God. For my career, I'm depending on God. To live a holy life, I'm depending on God. I'm depending on Christ from today. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. Anchor your faith. Believe in the supernatural power of God. Brethren, we can do little by our own wisdom. We can do little by our own power. We can do little by the help and connections that we have with people. But with the supernatural help from the Lord, with belief and faith in the supernatural workings of God, we can do more. Pray and say, Lord, I am depending on you in every areas of my life. Maybe you pray, but sometimes you pray some prayers. You yourself don't believe what you are praying for. Maybe sometimes you pray for healing, you pray for deliverance, you pray for divine visitation, but you don't really believe it right within. It's like, is this thing real? Will miracle happen? You want to tell God, I am believing in your supernatural act. Brethren, believe it, and it will happen. Mary herself said, how shall this thing be? seeing I know not a man. And the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Brethren, pray and say, Lord, I am believing you. I'm anchoring my faith. I'm anchoring my faith into supernatural works of the Lord. Believe. Believe. And it will happen. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. Remember the heroes of faith. They believe and greater things happen in their lives. What are you believing God for? Believe the Lord. It will happen. Maybe the doctors have said that that thing cannot happen. Maybe, you know, the verdict have been written and have been said, have been pronounced. And it's like this thing cannot change. Believe. Tell God, I believe. 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 Maybe you have waited for years and that thing you believe God for has not come to pass. Confess your faith today. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Brother, sister, you believe. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. Anchor your faith on the sacredness and the surety of God's promises. He has promised that he will not fail us. He has said in his word, God is not a man that he should lie. The Lord will do that thing for you. The Lord will do that thing for you. The Lord will do that thing for you. Confess your faith in him. He's not a man. He will not lie. He's not a man. He will not lie. My covenant will I not break. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my mouth. The Lord has said it. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. You will live a holy life. He has promised us a holy life. You will live that holy life. He has promised all that we can live righteously. You will live that righteous life. Believe, believe, believe. In your career, he has promised you a lot of things. Believe, it will come to pass. In your marriage, he has promised you many things. Believe. Stop praying in doubt. Stop praying, but doubting before you start your prayer. Stop doubting your prayer. Stop doubting your pronouncement. Stop doubting the word of God. Tell the Lord, I believe. The doctor said it will not happen. I believe it will happen. The doctor said this cannot happen. I believe you will do it. Begin to confess and say, Lord, I believe. My prayers doing this prayer first. I believe. Lord, you are going to do it. I believe. Lord, you are going to do it. I believe. Lord, you are going to do it. I believe in the possibilities of faith. I believe. I believe in Jesus' name we have prayed. Brethren, want to quickly remove all the barriers of faithlessness to divine performance. You are going to pray. All those things that have been weighing up down in the past, after you have prayed like this, and you have prayed your heart out, just 1 hour after the program has ended, you begin to confess unbelief again and begin to confess faithlessness. And the little thing, you got angry again. And then before you realize, you're like, I just prayed for how many hours? Why am I behaving like this again? You are going to pray and tell the Lord, all the obstacle, all the barriers of faithlessness to divine performances, oh God, I put them down. In the name of Jesus, unnecessary arguments, apathy, rationality, logic thinking, will it happen? Am I even sure? Will it happen? You have just prayed. Believe. You have just prayed about the child. Believe. God will stop. Start buying charge my toys. Is it a boy or a girl you need? Buy it. Go and buy it. Remove that unbelief. Go and buy it. Go and buy it. Go and buy it. Start searching on the internet. Go to Prisma. Go to store. Buy the things. Buy it. I believe God will do it for you. The Lord will do it. You are praying for a job. Believe. Believe. Start making applications. Don't sit down and wait. You know, for the job to just come. Start making applications. Act on your faith. Remove all the barriers. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Every barrier to divine performance. Lord Jesus, I'm removing them. Lord Jesus, I'm removing them. Lord Jesus, I'm removing it. Lord Jesus, I'm removing it. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Impatience. Lord, help me to be patient. Help me to be patient. Remove all impatience from my life in the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The things that people say, the things that relatives say, the things that science say, that, you know, has been making our faith to shake. Pray and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm trusting your word. I'm believing 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 your word. If you are weak, brother, sister, this is the climax. This is the end. This is the final. You've prayed for 48 hours, just a few minutes now. We are going to end the program. Don't be weak at this time. Stand up, stand up, stand up. If you are weak, stand up and pray and tell the Lord. Confess your faith. Confess your faith. The Lord God will do it for you. The Lord God will do it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. Blessings of divine performance are coming. The blessings are coming. The blessings are coming. And you will receive. And I will receive. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Brethren, I will read out the blessing. Just be confessing them and be claiming the blessing. The Lord has taken away all barriers, all hindrances, and the blessings are ours in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel. In verse 2, in verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. I receive beauty for all my ashes. All the places where I've been disappointed in the past, in the name of Jesus, as I go back there, I will get my appointments. In the name of Jesus, let's present ourselves before the Lord. Talk to the Lord. The Lord is replacing your ashes with beauty. Beauty from above. Beauty from heaven. In the name of Jesus, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for money. You will not weep anymore. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is coming to your family. The joy of the Lord is coming to your home. The joy of the Lord is coming to your research. The joy of the Lord is coming to your job search. The joy of the Lord is coming to your career life. In the name of Jesus, you will smile. You will laugh. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. Pray and talk to the Lord. Pray and talk to the Lord. Joy, the oil of joy for money. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Your testimony is coming. I will have testimony. My testimony is here. I claim the blessings of divine performance. In the name of Jesus, I will share my testimony. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. God will do it for you. With long life, it will satisfy us. All terminal ailments, terminal diseases, they are gone in the name of Jesus. Present yourself before the Lord. Talk to the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Brethren, we are going to pray. Divine performance, like we've been told, is not limited to physical blessings, but spiritual blessings also. Are you sanctified? Has the Lord sanctified and purified your hearts? Are you able to live consistent Christian life? Do you have this experience of sanctification? Do you have this experience of absolute surrenderness to the Lord? Do you have this experience of Holy Ghost baptism? Let's begin to present ourselves before the Lord. These blessings of divine performance, the Lord will release upon our life. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, sanctify my heart. The Bible says, the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Sanctify my heart. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me pure. In the name of Jesus, the blessing of spirit baptism. We've been praying for this during the prayer phase. You want to tell the Lord, oh God, the Holy Ghost baptism, the Holy Spirit baptism upon my life, upon my family, upon my home, upon our churches. In the name of Jesus, let's present ourselves before the Lord. The Lord has promised, and he will do it. Blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that the Lord has told him. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Believe, 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 believe. Claim the promises. The Lord has promised, and he will do it. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. One final opportunity now. Present those needs before the Lord. Maybe some needs that I didn't mention while leading in prayers. Call upon the name of the Lord. What are those blessings of divine performance that you are expecting the Lord to do for you? I'm talking about the testimonies that we are going to be sharing in our next Friday revival service. And you make a confession and tell the Lord, oh God, this very specific thing, talk to God about those specific things, specific areas of your life. Talk to the Lord. You can get grant this coming week, this week that we are in. Who says it's not possible? Our God can do it. That thing you have prayed for, your testimony can come this week. Believe, begin to confess, begin to tell the Lord specific things that you want him to do for you. Talk to the Lord. Yours may be spiritual thing that you want God to do for you this week. Maybe you have prayed for Holy Ghost baptism during the prayer fest and you have not seen the manifestation. Tell the Lord, before Friday that we're going to have our next revival service, oh God, Holy Ghost baptism, I want to come and share my testimony. In the name of Jesus, maybe you have prayed for healing of a particular sickness or ailment. Tell the Lord, oh God, before this Friday, oh God, do this for me in the name of Jesus. What are those things you want to come and share testimony about? Tell God, don't close your mouth. Tell God, this is an open opportunity for you to talk to the Lord. Maybe you didn't even attend the prayer fest. Maybe you were not there when we were praying, but we started from Friday, and here you have an opportunity, brother, sister. Don't keep quiet. There's something happening now. The Lord is doing something in our midst. The Lord is doing something in our lives, in your house there. God is doing something. Pray and tell the Lord, what do you want him to do? Tell the Lord specifically. Be specific about the things you want God to do for you. While as regards blessings of divine performance, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. The Lord God will do it. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Our pastor will end up for us now.
Amen. If you believe the Lord has answered your prayer, can I hear an amen from you?
Amen.
Father, we bless your name. What a good God you are. What a faithful God you are. What a kind God you are. What an unfaithful, unfailing God you have been to your people in the past. Father, we come on the basis of faith, because that is what you have required from us. And Father, we are coming because we are in your family. We are your sons and daughters, and you have put your name upon us. On the basis of that, we come for our divine performance. Father, we are coming because we have anchored our soul to your word. We have anchored our soul to Christ. We have come because we believe in the supernatural. We believe that you can handle any situation and there is nothing that is too hard for you. Father, we have come because we look at what you have done in the past, and it gives us the confidence, the assurance, and the hope that you have power to handle anything that will come our way and has come our way. Father, we are coming on the basis of the sacredness of your promises, that not aught of them fails, not a jot or tittle. We are coming on the basis that you don't alter what is gone out of your mouth. Father, we pray that all the things that assail our faith, all the things that contend with our faith, the bad news we received in the past, the bad news that it will reach from all sources, that becloud and eclipse our faith and our belief in you. Lord, the logic we bring to matters of faith, the bad report we receive from the doctors. Lord, that impatient spirit in us that speaks to us to run ahead of you because you are too slow. Lord, the pressure from our relatives who were not there when you spoke to us and gave us the promises. Oh Lord, the signs that the world is grasping, that is rubbing on us. Father, we surrender these barriers to you. And we pray like that man prayed. We believe, help us our unbeliefs, help these barriers, sweep them away into the oceans in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you have promises for us. You have assured us of beauty for our ashes. Lord, any ash-like situation presented here, I pray in accordance with your word, it be exchanged with beauty in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said with long life you will satisfy us. None of us here will die prematurely in the name of Jesus. Any life that seems to be abating for whatever reason, because of sickness, because of disease, you said you are the Lord that healeth us. You send forth your word to heal and to deliver them from their destruction. Every destruction represented here, whatever name that is given to it, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. And I command that ailment and that sickness and that challenge and that ailment and that infirmity, you will bow before the name of Jesus this day. Father, you have assured us that we will be happy. It will be well with us. We will eat the fruit of our hands. Father, this is your word. When you promised to David, you so cherished that promise that you kept your holiness on the line. And you didn't fail, and you will not fail. I pray those all-round promises for ourselves, for our wife, for our children will be our portion. Be it unto us according to your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the blessing of salvation. As many as have called on you today, as many as have been missing this peace with you, I pray, oh God, that guilt of sin hanging over their heads, as they have called unto you today, Lord, you will give them the gift of salvation, the blessing of sanctification. Oh Lord, we don't want to have toys and brick and mortar and all the things that pertains to this life and miss heaven. We will be the poorer for it. I pray that you will sanctify as many as have called on you holy, that ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. You will decorate every life represented here with it in the name of Jesus. May we value this precious pearl because it is in your sight of a great price. Lord, you just told us about the value of a good name. We ask for integrity. Wherever you have put us, wherever you have sent us, whatever our hands are found in, whichever quarter we go, Lord, may we carry this blessing of a good name in the name of Jesus. Lord, you changed the name of Jacob to Israel. You changed the name of Jabez, his status changed. Any status represented here, which you have not ordained and which you don't approve of, Lord, let there be a change of name and status in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us a godly home. May our marriages be godly. May our home show that we know you. Every wife here, Lord, you will make a godly, God-fearing wife. Every husband here, you will make them godly, God-honoring husbands. Lord, every child here, you will make that child an obedient child. You have told us that you will pour your water upon them that are thirsty. Lord, we ask for this water. We ask for your spirit. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. There will be divine performance. Do it for us, O God, according to your word and according to your promise, in Jesus' name. Father, all the prayers that have been made on this platform from Friday, those that could not be even authored, you know, I pray you will look down upon your church. You will look down upon your people. Ye that answers prayer, unto you have we petitioned this weekend. We believe, let there be a performance in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the men and women who have labored, who have watered. Lord, you will water them. Some of them did not even have time to bring their own petitions before you. You who sees in secret, Lord, you will settle every one of them. Lord, thank you for the gift of this second quarter. Let divine performance continue to follow us all the days of the month ahead of us. And we'll be called a blessing. And you will make us a blessing to the world. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. One answer to a prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.